we're going to cultivate an emotional uprising by considering the last time you had a loss, a big loss, a loss that mattered to you. And I'm suggesting that it not be one of those giant lifetime losses, but if it is, it's okay. Just know that if you do decide to work with one of your major losses, that you're going to have to give yourself some, you might have to, I'm not saying you will have to, you might have to give yourself some time to process it. So just remember the last time you had a loss, the loss of a relationship with a friend, the loss of an important document that you accidentally erased from your computer, the loss of a job opportunity. And try to work with a loss that matters to you, but again, not necessarily one of the major ones in your life. So remember what you want to work with. Remember that that loss, most of us have one that's fairly close to the surface. All the losses of the pandemic are pretty good opportunities. So recall the situation of loss. Just remind yourself of it. See if you can take yourself back to that moment. And then take yourself into the feeling state around the loss. Make it big in your psyche. Make it so that the experience of this loss becomes the major tone of your inner consciousness. And you will tell, have told yourself a story about it, and you might have words that are coming up like, this is so terrible. How, I didn't deserve this. I'm never going to recover. Things would be so much better if this hadn't happened. Whatever triggers the feeling, use words to trigger the feeling, and this will give you a little bit of a sense of how much words do indeed trigger feelings. Now, drop the story. Ask yourself, can I let go of this? Or is it really true that I'll never get over this? Or just breathe it out right now. Breathe it out. Breathe the story out. But don't breathe out the emotion just yet. Let yourself notice the emotion, the sensations and the feelings, the felt sense around the emotion. If it's anger, what does it feel like? Where is it in your body? Does it feel hard? Does it feel thick? Does it feel sharp? If it's sadness, does it feel swampy? Is there a sinking feeling? Are your eyes scrunching up? And is there tension around your cheeks, as often happens when the feeling is of shame? Notice if the feeling has a color. Notice if, as you find its location in your body, and there may be several locations, notice if there's a shape. So you're meditating on this emotion as a kind of an energy packet being held in your body with no story. So the sensations, the density, the color, the shape, that, but not the story. So imagine that there's a, I hope I'm not doing Don't Think of a Monkey by saying, don't think of a story, that's not bringing up a story. If so, just breathe it out. So now imagine that there's a space around the energy packet of the emotion. Literally, feel that a large, soft spaciousness surrounds that part of your body where the energy is felt and extends outward. So you're feeling the presence of this spacious container or circle, and you're holding the denser energy of the emotion within that spacious container. This space is one of the great markers of for awareness. So the space that you're holding around this energy is the space of awareness. Now, see if you can dive right into the center of the emotional energy. Really feel it from within while keeping some sense of space around it. And I know it's probably starting to morph. Maybe it's been morphing all along. But see if you can toggle between them. Noticing and examining the felt sense of the emotional energy and the felt sense of the awareness space that you've created. And notice what's happening. What you probably are finding is that, I hope you're breathing, that as the breath flows in and out, that it kind of expands the feeling of spaciousness. And that the edges of the dense emotion are starting to soften, become less distinct. Now, at this point, there are several things you could do. If it's a feeling that you think is important to understand, you might inquire into it, asking the feeling, not your mind, but asking the feeling what it has to show you. And if the feeling is really showing you something, telling you something, that information is probably going to come up as an intuitive gestalt of knowingness, not necessarily mediated by a thought. So it's not like you're hearing a voice saying, this feeling of sadness is related to a moment that I experienced with my mother when I was 18 months old. It's not going to tell you that. It's going to feel something, what the truth is about it. And the other thing you could do, and that's very skillful to do, and that's, I think, the basic of this practice, is just hold the two together and notice how the emotion begins to evanesce and morph and change. And another thing you can do with it is play with it. There's a practice that I like to do that's kind of a creative way of working with an emotion. Given the fact that everything that's going on in your inner world is an expression of the creative Shakti, how would you like to creatively engage with this emotional energy? So imagine that a hand comes into your psychic space and gently squeezes, crunches the emotional energy into particles so that it no longer has the original density, and then just focus on the space remaining as this emotional energy dissolves. Notice the feeling. And now bring back the dense emotion. Recreate it. Imagine that you're taking particles of mind energy and shaping them into this intense negative feeling of anger or shame or jealousy. And feel the sensations, feel the color, feel the place in your body. And once again, notice how fluid the energy within this emotion actually is. And and how when you work with it as energy, it can bring you closer and closer to the Shakti within it. And now I'm going to ask you to do a very subtle practice with this energetic space that you've been cultivating. I'm assuming that the emotional energy has kind of morphed and evanesced, but even if it hasn't, you can still do this practice. So take a moment to firm your posture. And begin to repeat Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Repeat it inwardly, really offering it into the space in your inner body where you've been practicing with the emotion. And begin to focus, as we were doing last week, on the space where the mantra ends, where Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha comes to an end. And again, if thoughts are arising, come back to the mantra. Focus as intently as you can on the resonance of the syllables Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha, resonating, resounding in your mind and your inner space. And now imagine a hole, an opening, a softening in the energetic space at the end of the mantra. It's like a wormhole in space or an opening in a cloud. And take your attention, not your body. Sometimes when we do this practice, we try to bring our body through it. Take your attention through that hole and begin to move as attention through the field of your own inner consciousness as it stretches out in front of you. So let yourself move. This is not an intellectual exercise. You're going to use your inner senses to feel the texture of your own deeper field of awareness. You're moving deeper and deeper into the space, the mind space, that will begin to open as you become willing to let your attention flow through the field of your own mind. And what I think you will probably find is that there actually is no limit to the mind. Just let yourself move through it, noticing, does it have edges? Is there any place where it comes to an end? Is there a border? Or can you just keep flowing deeper and deeper into the energy of mind? If you come to a place that feels blocked, imagine yourself cutting another hole in it. As you move your focus out of the identification with being behind your skin suit and into a sense that your attention is free to roam through the inner sky. And just take rest there. have this sense of letting yourself rest in the energy of mind itself, in the presence which is the Shakti of your inner field. Thoughts arise, gently breathe them out, just let yourself be present with the space of your deeper mind, your deeper awareness. Recognizing the mind space as Shakti, as creative pulsation, as a ray of the Supreme Reality manifesting as your individual mind. And feel that the thoughts that arise and subside in the mind are evanescent like clouds in the sky and do not affect the underlying presence. Abhinavagupta says about the energy of your mind, that very Shakti is the supreme state, subtle, omnipresent, the nature of immortality, free of obscuration, peaceful, yearning for pure being alone, and without beginning or end. How long can you rest in the space of your mind as pure pulsing Shakti? And can you also be aware of that part of the mind that's aware that you're resting? As you cultivate your ability to rest in pure mind space and in the subtler layer of mind that we call awareness, notice the very subtle pulsation that is constantly throbbing within this space. The more you can focus on that pulsation within the mind, the more you come to realize that every thought, movement, and word is permeated with Shakti and is Shakti. Gradually bring your attention back to the vibration of the breath, the pulsation of the breath. Perhaps you can feel how breath arises and subsides within an expanded field of mind. I'm sure that by now that you're again aware of your body boundaries, or maybe not. But the breath arises in a space beyond the body, is breathed into the body, and then flows out through the pores of your body, helping to open your sense of being boundaried by skin so that you can start to intuit how expanded your mind is capable of becoming. How your little mind can expand into a mind that potentially is able to contain the universe.